When politicians look at the blackout, some see a problem, others see an opportunity. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins us now for Morning Edition's weekly political discussion. Good morning, Cokie.
Morning, Steve.
Well, I know President Bush is trying to use the blackout to encourage the passage of his energy bill. Is that likely to happen?
You're right. He sees it as an opportunity, but it's likely to still be a very big fight. Before the Congress went out for August recess, the House had passed its own version of the energy bill, but the Senate couldn't do it. They just couldn't find a bill that they could pass, and finally they said, okay, we'll pass the bill the Democrats proposed last year just in order to get us to a conference committee with the House. But the chairman, Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico, said don't expect the bill that comes out of conference to look anything like the bill that the Senate has just passed. So there's going to be a huge fight over in any kind of energy legislation. Yesterday, Secretary of Energy Spencer Abraham, not surprisingly, called on Congress to pass the bill that the president had proposed. But Congressman John Dingell, the longest-serving member of Congress, a Democrat from Michigan, said, look, what we need to do is solve this immediate problem. Don't get into all of the huge fights about drilling in the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge. Don't get into all those fights. He said, my old daddy used to say, kill the closest snake first. Of course, the problem is, Steve, they don't really know how to fix the immediate problem. There's talk of enforcement of reliability standards, that not letting the industry, the power industry, regulate itself. But there's a fight going on about the grid, about whether there should be regional grids. And Secretary Abraham again said he doesn't want to see that for 3 years. He also warned that there's going to be, whatever the fix is, a great big bill, billions of dollars, which he says will be footed by the ratepayers.
And I guess we've been hearing from our own David Kestenbaum this morning that authorities aren't even quite sure what the problem was that they're talking about fixing.
Right, so how do you fix it until you find out what it was?
Now, this blackout raised a lot of concerns about terrorism. Authorities say that they believe it was not a terrorist act, but it certainly got people thinking in those terms about what would happen if someone went after the power grid.
And not only thinking about it, but writing about it. There was a story in yesterday's New York Times which basically told you how to create a terrorist attack against the whole power grid. So I think that this is something that Congress has been very worried about since September 11th, has been attacks on all of our infrastructure. But at the moment, of course, there's so many terrorist activities to worry about. Today there's this report by the World Market Research Center, which does research for various entities around the world, saying that another September 11th-like attack is likely in the next year in the United States, now rating us the fourth country after Colombia, Israel, and Pakistan to be the subject of terror. And that is a very different world from the one of just a few years ago, where people felt comfortable that there was an ocean between us and terrorists. And I think that that really does affect all of the views about how to handle everything that's going on in government.
And the blackout did not stop Democratic presidential candidates from campaigning these past few days, did it?
No, and they are trying to get some sort of traction on this issue along with every other issue, but it's very hard. In fact, they're out doing very retail politicking. This week they'll be in New Hampshire. Last week they were in Iowa, where the Iowa State Fair was the main attraction. Howard Dean played an instrument and sang. Bob Graham toured the Music Man Museum. Dick Gebhardt was the guest chef at the pork producer's tent. Wesley Clark is talking about getting into this race, says there's a hunger for leadership, and he'll decide in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Meanwhile, his group, DraftWesleyClark.com, is up with ads trying to get him into the race.
Cokie, thanks as always.
Mm-hmm.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.